Jacob, here's one for you from James, who wants to ask you about sperms.
When sperms race towards an egg, is it just a case of which sperm is the fastest swimmer, or do they have tricks up their sleeves, like some sort of gamete wacky races?
Gamete wacky races, the mind boggles. But what do you know about this?
Well, that's a brilliant question. I don't know how long I've got, but I could talk about sperm for a long time. Right, sperm don't have sleeves to start with, but they do have all sorts of amazing tricks if they did have sleeves, and they would be up them. So to start with, in lots of species, there are different kinds of sperm tricks evolved, but particularly in those species where multiple males breed with the same female, because then the kind of level of the evolution shifts, the level of the selection shifts to the sperm, and then it's all about who gets there first. So in those species, we tend to see that the males have much bigger testes, so they can produce more sperm. So it's more likely just by sheer chance that the sperm from a given male beats the sperm from another male. But they also may evolve faster sperm. They also evolve to have special enzymes, chemicals that kill off the sperm of other males. So if there's the sperm of more than one male in the reproductive tract of the female, the chemicals kill off the other sperm. And lots of other amazing things. But for example, there are special enzymes that form what's called a copulatory plug. So a male copulates with a female, and then basically this plug forms, sealing off the female reproductive tract so that no other male can produce with her afterwards. Even the shape of the penis is thought to have evolved for this kind of chemical warfare. So the human penis, for example, the gland on the end is thought that it's perhaps evolved so that it can pull out sperm from other males from inside the female. But that's not to say that females are kind of just waiting for this fantastic sperm to arrive. By no means is that the case. The egg is very active in this process, and females are very active in this process as well. Females have evolved brilliant strategies in some species to be able to eject sperm or store sperm and essentially choose sperm from the right male to fertilize the eggs, and other kinds of behaviors. So selectively, for example, to abort a fetus if it's not from the right male, and various other tricks. So it's a really, you know, there are textbooks about this kind of sperm competition and what's called cryptic female choice. It's a fascinating area of evolutionary biology.
Thank you very much, Jacob. It certainly is fascinating. I learned recently that bees actually can store sperm for years and years and years. Yep. They mate once in their life, yep, and they use this stored sperm for years to produce all of their offspring. It's fascinating thing to learn about.
Absolutely. Lots of insects store sperm for very long times, and from lots of different males sometimes too.
So they can take their pick.
Yeah, exactly.